Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Ooh. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love!
Who's my pretty baby? Who's my pretty bonita?
It's me. It's
Who's
me.
My pretty baby?
It's me.
Who's my pretty baby? Ooh, show your titties.
Ooh,
push them together, mamacita. Ooh, yeah. That's it.
I just realized we're on video. These poor people that watch our intimate portrait.
And I was watching you push your titties together.
I was just shaking them. I am so sorry, intimate portrait. Normally we say, if you're here, we're gunging you. But today I put
no,
your titties in your face.
I feel a little mortified because I forgot I was on video as well.
Oh, we were just, y'all, that's how we commit when we do this. We're physical actors.
Y'all, it's the week before the holidays.
And welcome to Reality Gaze. My name's Maddie, a.k.a. Matt, or Matt, a.k.a. Maddie, and this queen is, well, people might be new.
I'm Poodle.
Poodle,
a.k.a. Jake.
Jake Anthony.
This shirt says how I'm feeling today. 50% fabulous.
Flawless. Read upside down, whore.
Flawless and 50% tired.
Tired. You know what?
I'm more Same. Like 60 tired.
Same, y'all. It's been a come at us. If somebody else invites you to a last minute holiday party, you're just gonna throw fucking mistletoe at them.
Also, this is the week where a lot of people are leaving. A lot of black people, you're trying to get stuff done. Holiday rush.
We're all trying to get it done. This, y'all, it doesn't all have to get done. It's going to be okay.
I agree. There's some stuff that's not going to get done. But no.
Doesn't have to.
It's like, because Christmas falls on a Saturday next week, we have almost a whole week.
We don't get any time off.
Right.
I remember when I was working at Dillard's, Christmas was on a Saturday. I had to work on a Friday, Christmas Eve, till 7 o'clock.
Wow.
Then had to drive down
the
in
slum
the snow.
Lords at Dillard's.
Yes, I had to drive in the snow. I remember it was scary because it really got heavy in the Arbuckle Mountains.
Those
I thought I was going to be sitting with
Oklahoma women needed their scarves.
It's true. I thought I was going to have to just be, well, I had to get it home to Aunt Peggy's. Thought I was going to have to be going to Arbuckle Wilderness for Christmas.
A little strong.
Put a little too much vodka in.
Yeah.
Y'all, may Poodle fix a drink.
It's been a
because
day.
Because he is crazy
I'm
tonight.
Going home to see mother and father Poodle.
It's he's scared. This is what fear looks like for Poodle.
Well, it's so much. They've also over-scheduled me slightly.
Uh-oh.
And I think I'm going to have like a last-minute thing where I said, can't do that. But I said I didn't want to do big family gatherings because of COVID, literally.
Yeah.
They've just overscheduled me a little bit.
Y'all don't worry about Poodle. His family lives out in butt fucking country, so but, he won't be around.
Tell
people.
Me about that country, butt fucking Egypt.
Yes.
It's very far.
It's very far. So he's not going to be. He'll be very safe.
I'm not around. My family has been vaxxed and
boosted. At the airport, I'm making him wear like a big N95.
Don't act like you're doing this.
And a shroud.
I
just
love that.
Air bubble.
I just look
like
someone who's
Metroid.
Had, someone who's had lots of plastic surgery.
Ooh, I want to play Metroid now. What did you who love that game?
I also want to make an update.
What?
For those of you who are on the intimate portrait level, I was bullied relentlessly for.
Well, our editor, Sissy Christina,
and it,
fucking read you for
And
Phil.
It continued on the internet.
She read
I
you
was
for
internet
it.
Trolled about my slippers. And their.
Especially the
say,
Band-Aid on the bottom of them.
Let's say they're less than optimal condition.
Yes. Yes.
And they were comfortable and they've been broken and I thought at ease with you people. So I wore them.
With the band. Don't forget the Band-Aid.
And
on the
medical
bottom.
Band-Aid. That, yeah. I think I had a mole burnt off.
Yeah.
And it stuck to the sole.
Sure. You say mole. I'm going to say
shanker.
Anal wart.
Syphilis shanker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Been there.
I don't
there.
Think the word shanker has ever been said on a podcast, but here we are. But sometimes you just revolt yourself.
Yeah.
But I'd daily. Like to say one thing. Go, 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 go. Suck it, everybody. So, if you're not on the video.
There's a sticker on the bottom of it, though. It says remove.
Well, fuck off.
Why don't you
I got
things?
New.
Does it have one there, too?
No. I got new UGG slippers, same kind.
You did.
They are
look
not
great.
Comfortable because they're not broken in yet.
Just give them like a week and they'll be comfortable.
And I do want to say that, and thank you for half of them because I used the company card to pay for them.
Oh, that's great. I get a tax write-off for that.
So thank you for half of, thank you for one of my feet.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so the update is I do have new slippers. Thank you for all the well wishes bullying I received from that.
It wasn't me. I was just shocked and appalled by them. But I was like, if you sure, whatever. But
no,
sissies really
people,
came from
people
you.
People took it as yeah.
I didn't enjoy it at all.
It was something. Couple announcements. Where
couple
are we?
Of
announcements.
Y'all,
why do we always forget to
y'all,
do this?
First off, I'm going to jump in first and foremost. We are very excited about our crossover with Watch What Happens, y'all.
Crappens.
Gay Crappens. It's happening. We're to our knowledge, y'all, there is going to be a 90 Day Fiancé show that airs on December 26th.
We've almost all but
Kim
certainly
and Kyle have.
It.
Oh, we got an email. We were going to try to do a collab, too. Kim and Kyle will email you. We've been busy. Yeah. But I've been busy.
They don't listen to our show.
They don't. we're probably going to do a 90 day. But regardless, we're going to do the gay crap. It's in three parts. It's going to drop on the 27th, 28th, and then 29th.
It is.
And it's on video. For
at the $15
tier,
level on our Patreon
and it'll be
Supercast.
On the free, and it'll be on the free feed.
Free feed for everybody else on the audio version.
And it's a wonderful.
That's when I point to it. The audio.
The audio. Wonderful.
It's come in your ears.
A wonderful, meaningful movie. Don't you think
you ever
think
had someone
so,
come in your ear?
Next question.
It's hard to get out.
It's hard to get out. Well, I don't
movie,
know why. This guy was really into it.
The movie, people are into coming in ears.
Yeah, I'm not.
The movie we are doing is on Discovery Plus, and it's a fancy little jewel of a film called Candy Coated Christmas.
Yes. I will say
the video, the film debut, if you will, of Ree Drummond,
aka the Pioneer Woman.
AKA I had lots of theories about her in that movie.
I was good. I didn't have one Oklahoma story in that whole thing.
No,
I
did you good. Did.
No, I did not.
You did. You talked about towns.
I just thought
to the point that Ben and Ronnie were not even, they weren't laughing. They just were confused.
They were confused.
Like I was.
Ronnie didn't believe me. He said these aren't plays. I said Bushy Head is a place, but I didn't tell stories. But I was good. I will say also, in Poodle, I had to go to a party last night for my Cubicle Warrior job. Doesn't the attorney who works with my boss look just like the guy who started?
Yes.
It?
Who is that?
His name is, my attorney friend's name is Chris, but he looks like Aaron O'Connell, who is
He is hot.
Hot.
He walked away from me. And I
your knees buckled.
And my knees buckled, and I instantly pictured him above me, pummeling me.
Well,
grabbing onto his triceps.
As I told you, he is
and
Puerto
Rican. Like a child on a swing set.
Yeah. He is Puerto Rican.
Ooh.
I know. I'm God. Sure it's beautiful, but I've had to say work appropriate.
Ooh, not now you don't have to.
Now I don't.
Now yeah. I can harass him online.
That's true. You can. Yes, you can.
Hey, so, you want to see a dick?
Yeah, it's true. Sure. I guess I can too next year. Okay, everybody. So we're excited
Look
about
at
the gay
my
crap.
Uggs.
You can listen to that on our feed. You can listen to it on the gay crap.
Listen
the
to ours.
You can also watch it on, if you're a video member for them, you can watch the video
yes.
on theirs as well. So there you go.
Anyway, you know what? Why would I say? Listen, one on ours, one on theirs, and then the second one, the third one, you can flip a coin.
Sure. No one's going to do that. If somebody, if you actually did that.
I was trying to think of something that was equitable.
If you did that because Poodle said that.
I was trying to think of something that was equitable.
If you did it because Poodle said that, your life's sad. Just do
no,
what you
I was
want.
Just trying to
just
be
do
fair.
Do what you want to do.
I was brought up with a mother who it was always extreme fairness between her two children.
Yeah, no shit,
it was,
I know.
We had to divide everything. And the one person would divide, and the person who didn't divide chose. And there was always fighting. And my mother said, that's fair, because one person divided and the other chose.
Yeah, I'm glad your mom didn't pass her issues on to you at all.
I am still obsessed with fairness.
It's
bad.
It's bad.
Yeah. It's also bad when you have, I can't imagine what it was like to have a twin sibling, because my brother and I were 18 months
apart. Well,
like
you said, you would eat them.
Yeah, I would have absorbed them.
You
in the
would
womb.
Have absorbed them in the
but,
womb. They wouldn't have happened.
But my brother and I were close in age. We looked alike. And because your brother was like 3 years older than you, right? Four years older.
Mm-hmm, yeah, 3 years.
There wasn't competition.
No, and we were, not competition at all.
With two boys who were close in age.
And my nephews don't have competition because they're like 4 years in age.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
My mother.
Someone screaming, I don't care.
Yes, you do.
But
who cares?
You know what I care about?
Announcements.
Poodle? Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago. We're coming to you.
Coming to you, Chicago.
In the coldest possible time.
I know. I bought a coat. I had to.
I need to buy some boots. You're right. I
Maybe
need to
when you're
boots.
Home, they'll have them there.
I can go to Cabela's, the big outlet.
What's Cabela's?
How do you know? People who know sportsman stuff are screaming
what
at you.
What the fuck is Cabela's?
Cabela's is like the leading sportsman
Wait, how
catalog.
Do you spell that?
Cabela's.
We sued them at my Cubicle Warrior job. I remember seeing that company.
For what?
Years
Ammo?
Ago. Probably some of their IP, or whatever, their securities. Oh. Years ago. Years
but
ago.
There's a Cabela's outlet in it's a big store. Because normally it's a catalog.
Does your mom like going there?
Oh, they love it.
Well, there, you can go there. I bet your mom will try to buy the mother will. Your mom will try to buy the boots for you. And you'll explain, Mom, if I buy these, they're a tax write-off for me. And she won't.
No, she won't be able to handle that.
She won't be able to handle that.
No. She'll say, can I give you the money back for it? I talk about my mother. Everything has to be equitable to the point where Christmas for my brother and I, she had to add it up and make sure it equaled by the dollar.
Woo!
Come at us if you do that, if you have multiple kids.
If you do, maybe check out some of our sponsors, like BetterHelp.
But no, I remember her saying that. She's like, well, I gotta make sure it's equal to the dollar. She's like, but then who knows? For Santa's gifts, it's all across the table.
Wow.
Because there were gifts from her and my father, and there were gifts from Santa that were very specific. Never mind. Let's talk about...
You know what? Actually, I laughed. I realized, poor poodle, you're going back home for Christmas, and it's bringing up all this childhood Christmas
all
drama.
All of this fucking drama
it really brings
is still there.
It brings it up when
it's
we go home.
It's in the air.
It's in the air.
Where I'm at home.
We think we move away from it. For 9 months out of the year, but then you go home and it just, and it's different in the summer because you don't have all the expectations.
No, Christmas is a whole other animal.
It's a whole, yeah.
Oh, I won't sleep tonight. I'm certain.
Bless your heart. I actually feel for you because I've been there. It's not fun.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be nice seeing my cousins.
Just grind your someone at 12:30 a.m. to dick you down into submission. Yeah. You know what? I'll be asleep. Just pull out and lock the door. You know what? Actually, don't pull out, but lock the door.
Don't take my wallet.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, y'all, we're going to Chicago. We still have tickets for our Friday night show.
The 7th, or is it the 8th? I don't know.
I think you're right. I think it's the 7th. We still have tickets for our Friday night show. We're still sold out for a Saturday night show. Remember, you do need to be vaccinated. We recommend if you don't have a booster, now's a good time to get
one. Now's a good time.
Now's a good time to get one. We're taking every safety protocol
Miss
that
Omicron,
we can.
Miss Omicron, the new, we had Miss COVID Delta version.
Yes, it's
Miss
true.
Omicron, who, I don't even know if I want to introduce her.
Not yet. We're going to wait.
It's too soon.
It's too soon for too Omicron, soon. But she might make an appearance. But yeah. She's not going to, we're going to do our damnedest. She's not making an appearance at our live shows. We're doing our best. Yeah. So, Poodle.
Yo, oh, we have another holiday show. Y'all, if you were on our Patreon, our $15 level, you saw our holiday video episode.
It's a little hour. You know, it's interesting. I was reading the trades, and for some of you not in the business, you know, like Hollywood Reporter.
Variety.
The Deadline.
The Deadline.
I'm to be. Things like that, you know.
Did we get mentioned?
Critically acclaimed. Like, it says.
Owen Gleiberman of Entertainment Weekly gave us a question mark?
Exactly. Right up there with Charlie Brown Christmas.
Who?
Rudolph, and then. 'Twas the night before Christmas made me throw up in front of my child. That was a quote that one reporter said.
Poodle's version of 'Twas the night before Christmas ruined all other Christmas traditions for me. I'll be changed forever.
Yeah, Amy Barneman from Deadline wrote, are they playing the piano in an old VWA bunker? The lighting is horrid.
I have to agree with her there. She's not wrong.
But that said,
it was fun.
We had a fun time. Sissy said they had a fun time. So we recorded that YouTube live.
We have some clips on our Instagram of us singing.
Yes, so if you see those clips, y'all, that's where that comes from. From that.
One other thing, you guys. Lilu just finished up Love After Lockup.
Yes,
just finished. And that just finished this past today. Actually, we're recording this on Sunday. But we will be back. We'll have 2 weeks off, I believe, and then Love During Lockup. LDL. Good cholesterol.
LDL.
You know you're over 40.
Yeah, we're going to have to reframe that. That's not going to work.
You know what LDL is.
Not really exciting at all. It looks cuckoo.
Lodla.
We'll workshop it. But no, we're excited. It looks good. It's nice to have a little break.
Take 2 weeks.
90 day. But we're excited for it to come back.
They can suck my dick.
They can.
90 day. Honestly.
Speaking of holidays, y'all, don't forget, you can give the gift of Patreon.
Us.
For a year. You can give a yearly subscription.
You can give a yearly subscription.
You can do it every month, but you can, you can.
But like for your spouse, if you're a straight sissy who listens, you can buy it for your wife or other spouse.
Yep.
Or your girlfriend.
You can, yeah,
on
or
the side.
Mistress. Whatever.
I know. Maybe don't tell your wife about her.
It's true.
About that.
Yeah.
But, or you can buy it for a kid. preferably over 18.
At this point, they whatever. It's education.
Or one of your kids wants to get it for their parent.
You never know. Someone told, you know, I forgot to tell you, someone, my stepfather, or my mom's boyfriend.
Stepfather?
He's not stepfather. My mom's boyfriend. Yeah. Sorry, we just did that cameo about a stepmother.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking step. But he drives, you know, Uber and Lyft in Dallas. He said, in the last 2 weeks, he's had three people that know that.
Shut up!
That know our show. And the reason I thought
because
about it.
Because he'll never shut his fucking mouth by talking about
us. He's very proud. But he calls
He talks all the fucking time.
He talks about it. He's like, do you listen to their blog? I'm like, it's a podcast, but sure.
They have a good vlog.
They have a good. But he said, that reminded me, he said that, yeah, somebody, and they said that. And she said that her husband bought you a year of their, a year of your, what did he say? A year of your streaming. I was like, okay, we don't stream, but sure. Poodle streams.
Piano Cat gets, I'm going to have to buy a special equipment to stream in South Carolina.
You will.
Got to get past the sensors.
You got to get past the sensors.
Like a satellite dish.
Y'all, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And sometimes wish you regret, but at the end you'll come back and like it.
I agree. Should we start the show?
I think let's go. We're only 20 minutes in.
Trying to go through those announcements quickly. We did have a lot of announcements.
We did.
Sorry.
We did.
Okay. Let's just jump in. This episode is called number 2, Catching Flights and Feelings.
Catching Flights and Feelings. Because Memphis was running to a flight.
They all flew.
Yeah, I guess they all flew. Yeah.
Except for Mike, who we're going to see fly soon.
Yeah, okay. So,
I beat a seat about everything.
I don't know if we could sing that song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I loved it, but then when I watched it again, I went, know why they cut that from the Tim Burton movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good call, Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about Mike in a bit.
Gino!
First, let's talk about someone who has no business being on reality television. There's a meme. And somebody, it just says wet seals, and it shows Gino laughing, and then it cuts to Jasmine going, ah! And then it cuts to him laughing.
No, you're not doing her laugh. That's fine.
They both, yes, they are.
She actually put on Instagram, if you thought his laugh was bad, wait till you hear mine. We did, and it was pretty awful.
There's I don't know why, but something in me, like, I see a likability in her, but then she switches. Like, she's two different people.
She could murder him.
She could murder him, but she has, like, if you don't know the whole story, you think.
I agree. Here's the thing. Do I think she thinks she's in love with him? I do.
100%.
Do I think that she is just using him to get to the U.S.? No.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
I think she has convinced herself. Now, y'all, there's some stuff going up in that noggin.
She is trying to heal trauma.
Exactly.
But it's in
earnest.
I messaged our sissy mods in our Facebook group. Y'all join our Facebook group, our sissy squad. We have fun in there. We're almost 10,000 strong.
Yes.
That is crazy. Our 10,000 crazy.
10,000 dick pics.
10,000 dick
pics. I'm hot!
But, well, that's why you have a shawl, because you can just take it on or off.
I love a shawl because I like my, I don't like my trunk to be warm, but I don't like my arms to be cold.
I know, I saw this Japanese shawl, wanted to buy him, but he says he can't appropriate, so I can't buy it for him.
I can't appropriate like the woman who we're going to see next week, probably, who has her Chinese prince.
Yes, she's.
Or maybe the week after.
Maybe. But yeah, so anyway, let's just jump into it. Y'all remember to remind you, it's Gino 51, Jasmine 34. Where is Gino from again, Poodle?
Ken, Michigan.
He's from Michigan.
Michigan. He's from, you put your hand up here and it tells you where you're from.
Is that what they do in Michigan?
Yeah, you put your hand up in the mitten, where you're from on the mitten. If you're an Uber, you're up here. You got to use two hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to show where the UP is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of locale, we've had several sissies say from Philadelphia they do call it an old fashioned. So maybe
a hand job.
A hand job, an old fashioned. So maybe
that
it's
was
a silly
on
thing.
Our...
Oh yeah, that was on Patreon.
Yeah. We were talking about a hand job, and you said an old fashioned.
Yeah.
And someone said from Philly, and I said, so Phillies have heard you also call a hand job an old fashioned.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
Y'all, great.
Also, if you're not on the Patreon, a little bit of news, but Jason passed away.
Yeah.
Of Jason and Cassia.
We did, however, mention him on the podcast.
We did
two weeks
mention
ago.
Him.
We apologize because
we know.
And he, let's just say this.
Normally, we would say we killed somebody when we mention them because that's usually what we
do.
But he got COVID and he also refused to get vaccinated.
He refused to get vaccinated. He was not. So, he was not a nice person on social media.
He was horrible.
Either.
People very anti-gay, anti-Darcy.
And I don't want to. Someone's passed, and I don't want to make light of that.
Oh no, that's horrible that he died.
We probably won't miss him.
But no, I don't have to miss him. But yeah. But
that's all
anyway,
I want to say about it.
So
sorry for mentioning his name if his family
but
is listening.
But I'm just saying, y'all, we don't kill people. If they're refusing to get vaccinated and they
that's
die
true.
From COVID, that's not
we
on
take,
us.
We take no
that's
responsibility there.
That's on Darwinism. We'll let that play out. Okay. So, okay.
Whoa!
Oh, God. Okay. So we found out Gino was married 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And ever since he divorced. That. Yeah, but he hasn't had, that's where he's not finding luck. And so, so that we kind of get his intro, but then they do the 90-day classic of 24 hours earlier. So let's talk about,
they're playing the habanera from Carmen.
Give me the right key. That's the right key?
Yes.
It feels low.
It's only a D. Because it's for a mezzo, not a soprano like you.
I'm just going to jump to the chords.
No, you changed the key again.
I know, I wanted the key. I like it higher.
I could see your tonsils. And they were going,
You know what I was impressed with? Don't you still have to pay rights to play Carmen?
Yeah, I think so. No, I don't know. Maybe it's
I don't know.
Domain.
90 Day might be making bank if they're paying for
no, the
fucking...
music. The music choices have gone way up.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not
y'all,
like Selling Sunset.
they're just playing. And if you know, Poodle, tell people.
Panama.
Tell people this was kind of a smart subtext because tell them what Carmen is singing about in that song.
She's saying that
L'amour means love.
Love y'all. Is a rebellious bird who will take, and like me, I will take love and I will decide with the time and place in which everyone will dance for me. And kind of basically saying that it's a fickle thing. And those who have control over it are the ones who succeed in life.
The music supervision was on this one.
Yeah.
Because Jasmine's just sitting there, y'all, in a pool, laying there at the pool with her fake boobs just out there for all to see. They're really like, the way that they're like.
They are very, very in your face.
They are. Yeah.
One thing about her, she's like, I intimidate most guys because I am beautiful and hot and intelligent.
Plus, you cannot tame Latinas.
She does say, but I am more than a hot body. She also is a mother of two, we find out. And your youngest lives with her. The oldest lives with
her ex.
And the youngest lives with her. But during the pandemic, I think he has special needs.
She said some type of like, yeah, he has some type of just...
And he went to go live with her mother in the countryside.
Because living in the city in COVID.
During lockdown.
Which I can imagine if you have some time, like, kids can't get out and stuff. So.
And he said, and she's like, I'm sick of all these dumbass men who just want someone for one night. And she says, Gino and I are very different, but.
She wants something. But now she's smart because she loves reading. She actually teaches American literature. And then they show an outfit that is either her teacher outfit or her OnlyFans teacher outfit. Because it really was like, how do I show you I'm a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, because to me, a real
teacher. But how do I show you teacher who is in porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
She kind of looked like the teacher from Riverdale, porn glasses.
She did look like
God,
that.
I'm glad when porn glasses died.
So, y'all, Miss Jasmine is definitely, in a, or Professor Jasmine is definitely in a lot of spank banks.
She
with
is.
With her students.
But, oh, yeah. But she loves reading.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She's a smart girl.
Yeah.
So
she wears contacts, right?
Yeah.
Because her eyes just look freakish.
Yeah. I think almost certain it's contacts.
Okay.
So, you guys, they have. She has a roommate, so they've rented a suite, and she's also never seen him without his hat.
She hasn't. But that's what, you know, with her being smart, that's what she likes about Gino is that he's smart.
Yeah.
She said he can hold a conversation. They can talk about things. But, yeah, she has never seen him.
She loves, she Gino. Says, she hopes that Gino is very sexual like her, and she wants to spank his butt.
I want to spank his butt.
And I want to be less than delicate with him, and I'm afraid of killing him with a heart attack.
Healing him with a heart attack.
So, she's freaky deaky and a little crazy.
Oh.
And I'm kind of here for it.
I'm going to say not a little.
Oh, I kind not of a like little. Her. I kind of thought she'd be more of a villain. Now, she is going to be
she is.
A terribly jealous person.
It's her jealousy that's going to get her because that's it. Is y'all, you kind of think she's more of a villain because when she's just kind of talking about herself and there's not talking about another woman involved, y'all, it really is like, okay, she is like, she's just fed up with dating hot guys who probably have fucked her over, in her opinion. And she really is just, she is just loves Gino kind of for who he is.
Yep. And
it seems really sincere.
And the worst parts of her are the parts that will compete with every other woman for that, because she sees all other women as competition.
All of them.
And she even says at one point, she's like, all women are trying to get at your man.
Yes.
Are trying to get the man you have.
No matter.
Women aren't nice for a reason. Or women aren't nice without a reason.
That's exactly. What she
says. Which is a kind of horrible thing to say about your entire gender.
Yeah, I mean, Gino's not going to be able to go to a bank, y'all.
No. No.
It's not good.
No.
And she says, so she talks about their baby talk. She listens to a message from Gino.
Who's my pretty baby?
It's
Who's
me.
My pretty
it's
Bonita?
Me. It's your seal.
Who's my pretty?
It's your seal. It's your wet
Two
seal.
Wet animals.
Wet seal.
And she's like, we have what we call baby talk.
Baby talk. I'm like, I'm that's like... what everybody calls it. She's like, I love it. And she says, I want to hug him and love him.
I honestly, every time this happened, all I could think of is, I want to hug him and squeeze him.
And squeeze him.
Call
him
George.
Him. Call him George. And remember, that big thing almost killed George.
I know.
Might happen again.
Her friend, Grizel.
I love that name.
Grizel?
I just think that's Grizel, Griselda, any version of that. I think it's just a beautiful name.
I like Griselda better, but maybe it's a short version of that.
Maybe, yeah.
I think of Gristle.
Yeah, I don't.
Sorry I ruined it.
I still like it. Y'all, she shows up, and I mean, again, she's going to decorate with her, and she brings the rose, but Grizel says, my concern is, y'all, this is, take note. Grizel and Ingrid.
Yeah, the
when we
friends.
We talk about Ingrid members.
Ingrid is Memphis's friend.
These friends both say parallel things. They're not worried about their friends being hoodwinked.
Yeah.
They're worried about the person coming to see their friend.
You mean they're worried?
Or about or how he's going to take Memphis.
Right.
And she says, I don't think they know each other that good. She said, I hope he's not lying because Jasmine will get really mad about a lot of things.
Okay, so this is a friend who knows her friend.
This is a friend who knows her friend, yes.
And we have seen in the previews that we've seen, we do see Jasmine screaming and leaving rooms.
Oh, yes.
She's definitely someone who loves to storm out in a huff.
Yes.
I love a good storm out.
You do.
Mine are usually with a little more quiet invective than screaming.
You need a door slam.
Yeah.
You love a door
Or at least
slam.
A curtain. Shh.
Y'all, Poodle's never going to own a Jeep.
No.
With those doors off.
Never.
First of all, your shit would fall out of your car all the time.
Just turn a curb. So she does say she does say that he lied about his age and said he was 44.
Yes. There's apparently a race happening on your street. Sorry, y'all. We're looking around because we're here.
Now, y'all weirdly, the road is all the way over there. It's just really loud.
It's really loud.
Not like my other street.
No, not like that one at all.
But, and she says, yes, tells her friend Grizel. She's like, yes, he needs to send me my evidence all the time. And Grizel went,
and Grizel looks
evidence?
At, and she's like, evidence. She's like, yeah, when he goes to the store, he tells me where he's going. Then he calls me back and she explains it. And Grizel goes,
she's like,
are you psycho? She literally asked her friend that. And she's like, no, I'm not psycho.
No, I just, you know, you can't trust men because, you know me and my trust issues. And all I can think is,
but Jasmine said her response is, no, I'm not psycho. I just have to be the center.
Also,
and when she said that, I heard like, kind of like in movies, you know, when somebody says something and then like in the distance, you just hear like, boom.
Yeah. Or the shade rattle. So her thing was, she's like, no, I have come to the conclusion that all men are cheaters.
All of them are, like we said, she thinks all of them are cheaters. And she said,
and you cannot be nice to women.
And so she feels like she's, because again, y'all, she thinks she has this awareness of this that she knows. So Jasmine tells her, she says, you know, I have trust issues. Trust issues. You can be the perfect wife. It's never enough. And, you know, I told him he can't be nice to women at all. At all. And then Jasmine does say, I'm praying that I'm not too much for him. And that actually, I went, ooh, but then also that broke my heart for her because I don't think she, when somebody say, I'm worried I'm going to be too much for them, it means they don't know how to control their impulses.
Yes. And also, I know I'm a lot, and everyone in every relationship I've ever been in has told me
I'm a lot.
I'm a lot.
And I either haven't tried to fix it, or I'm too overwhelmed, or I don't know how to fix it.
I think it's a combination of
the two. I feel like I'm a broken person. And what that shows me is I just hope this person loves me. And that's what I think she's putting on Gino in a lot of ways. I hope this person loves me.
And what's rough is that she is glomming on to another person who also thinks he is broken enough.
Yeah.
And he's worried about what other people are thinking of them, of him. And unfortunately, people like this often find each other, and they're the worst person for the other. So, yikes.
Yikes.
My pussy got Wi-Fi.
Got opinions about them.
Oh.
More about her than him. This episode.
You know, you may be saying things that I think I know what you're going to say. I think a lot of that may be producer initiated.
I can see that.
This episode.
Caleb and Alina, y'all. Yeah, we're going to have a talk.
But she said he's in the same building as me. He says he's in the airport, you guys. And he's like, we're in Panama.
Did you even hear when he said it like loud, long? He was like, Panama. And I just
again, y'all, it is Panuhmuh, Panama, the way he says it, like enema.
It's pretty gross.
So
Jasmine says, I'm interested in physical contact.
Oh, yeah, you are. Well, this is the thing, I'm not saying that this is always the case, you guys. If someone is very hypersexual and is constantly talking about physical contact, it probably means that they're insecure about almost everything else but that.
A lot of times.
Yeah. That's something they feel like they can – so
that's true. Poodle feels pretty confident in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
So do I.
Yeah.
So
don't talk about your stuff at the sexual.
Oh, yeah.
Sexually.
Ride that donkey. Ride it tonight.
So, y'all, she's in that pink. She's in that pink snakeskin top and that short little black skirt.
She is.
She's in her fuck me shoes.
He shows up and she's, I will say.
It's really sweet.
If you don't know kind of the cuckoo behind it, It was really touching watching them see one another. And they both seem so... One of the sweeter 90-day fiancé meetings we've ever seen.
There is a... There's two things happening here. They... Either... A couple things are happening.
Much better than fucking Sinjin and Tania.
Oh, that was ridiculous. They have... They have put so much stock into their relationship for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So this feels overwhelming. And to have that person, I think they're both desperately quite lonely.
Oh, yes.
And they're finally getting what they've wanted for a while. Mm-hmm. And they're both such desperate people.
Yeah.
And you'd think with someone who looks like Jasmine, she can find anyone. No.
It's not about that.
It's not about that at all. It's about someone who she has trust issues. So she needs to think.
Trust issues.
So she needs to think about someone who's way across the globe because all these men around here in Panama have betrayed her.
Exactly.
So now that's why she's going outside.
So now I think she's made this generalization about everybody.
Yeah. He thinks no woman wants him.
He does.
Yeah. And so these are two people who've almost been who have withdrawn from the world and they've found each other. So that's why it's kind of compelling.
It is very compelling.
And she's into him physically.
Oh.
And of course he's into her. He's like, look at this. Look at this body.
And she's like, oh. And he's just looking
like
at her.
Just like a wood chipper laugh.
It's
awful.
And that's what
there is something about her I like. Cuckoo magoo-ness of it all.
I think you know what the difference is? This is y'all. I'm bringing up Single Life again. Y'all, Single Life, because we don't watch
season
Big
two
Red.
Attack of the Trolls.
But y'all, Single Life is good. I enjoy it.
It's great for us to talk about.
We have, I think, some of the best conversations we have.
I agree.
And speaking of y'all, even if you have to, you don't want to watch it all. If you have just followed Sinjin and Tani with us,
You
need to watch this week's episode because we had all these sissies coming at us to say, y'all, if you want to listen to us,
this broke me.
Single Life's on the Discovery Plus right now, and right now it's on our $5 any tier of Patreon and Supercast. And then once they put it on TLC, we'll release on the free feed. But we had so many sissies saying, why am I sobbing at Tania and Sinjin and feeling so sorry for Tania?
It's a very...
Poodle's been saying her name correctly. He feels so bad.
It's a very adult way to break up with one another, and it hurts more. Because it's not someone slamming a door and one person mad and the other person sad.
No, it's Sinjin and Tania. We still call her Tania, y'all. But
anyway. So back to
but
this.
Also, I was going to bring up with Jesse and Yennefer... Which we're really finding, y'all, that like Yennefer is worse than Jesse.
Ooh.
But this is the difference is Yennefer is like super jealous and all that too. But she is vindictive. She's cruel.
And it's also,
go ahead.
It's acting out of, it's only trying to get both clout and having people under your control.
Whereas with Jasmine just desperately wants love. And so
you can feel empathy for that.
You can feel empathy for that. Yeah, it's a different way.
I can't feel
way.
Empathy for Jennifer.
No.
I just can't.
No.
Yeah. Nuh-uh. It's just there's a lot of like I said, I think I was talking about the part where she was watching Kakwa, the guy she used to date, and Jesse and that one table, and she was just watching it and saying, "I love this. Two men fighting over me." It's a little bit of evil. It's just a badness in her.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine someone who would want to watch two men fighting over them.
I'm saying that I know is a bad part of me.
Yeah.
I'm aware. I'm aware. Everyone wants two men to fight over them. You're wrong. I'm just saying I wouldn't let people video me doing it.
That's fair.
But I would be more uncomfortable than she was. But she's sitting here like this.
You're better than you used to. It's been a long time. I don't think two men... You haven't told me a story of two men fighting over you, at least since like your early 30s.
Yeah, it's been when it's been.
Glad we grew out of that.
Oh, that was I was a messy queen. I was so messy. The one I had to keep him in different rooms when at clubs.
Jeez, I remember. Y'all, I remember there's this one bar we used to go to, Act Bar, that had like a back dance
yes.
club and then a front club.
That happened more than once.
And Poodle would be like, okay, he's got to stay out of here. And Poodle kept...
Because I'd make out with one in one place and make out with another. It was a delicate
dance. And weren't they
dance.
In a relationship?
No. One was dating someone he knew. Oh, the other one knew.
Y'all, messy.
It was really messy.
Messy.
Messy queen.
So, okay, so y'all, she sees, they see each other, they're like kissing, and she's like, who's my gringo bonito? Who's my gringo bonito?
It's awful.
And she looks at him, and she's like, he's super handsome.
Yep. She's like, you look better in person.
And then they get into the cab.
She's grabbing him. She's pulling him onto her.
You can tell, I mean, it's at first it seems sweet, but then you're like, whoa, she is like, she needs like, ownership almost. And so yep. she in a way like she reminds me of like Natalie in some ways, but she gets him in the Uber and then she says, I'm going to break you today. Break you. And he goes, oh.
And y'all, his eyes, Gino's eyes get bigger and bigger the longer he's in Panama. And
Panama.
Then at one point, his eyes get the biggest when they're having their conversation on the bed, which we're going to talk about
in a
minute. But y'all, Panama looks – Panama, I can't stop saying it. Panama looks beautiful.
It does.
They are – he's talking about – Gino's there with his dad jeans and his terrible baseball hat that doesn't really fit him. And but he refuses to take his hat off. And y'all – I don't know if you know this, but one of the hottest gifts you can give someone is a Sonicare.
Just as an
Oral
B,
sexual,
but yes,
so
y'all,
sexy.
He gives her. He's giving her gifts. He gives
She's
her
like
an electric toothbrush.
A toothbrush.
Now I know some people post in the squad and they're talking about like, is this like a an Ed thing? Is it like her breath? Or
I don't think so.
He hasn't been around her at all. When they ask Poodle, what is Gino's reasoning of why this is
because
a great
good
gift.
Oral care is really hard. It's hard to get you clean your teeth. It's just hard to get around.
Y'all remember
He's an engineer. I think this is the way he thinks.
I think probably you know what he thinks. I sometimes can think about this about gifts. I think, oh, I want to get somebody that I love. It'll give them something that they use it every day.
Yeah.
And it makes their everyday life easier. And I think he probably is so practical thinking. He probably thought that would be.
Want that. I want something nice.
Well, but that, and you know what? And that's what Jasmine wants.
I want something expensive and nice.
Yeah, that's why I don't shop for you anymore.
I don't want an electronic toothbrush.
I used to
from
make
someone I'm fucking
shopping, birthday cakes. I'm not doing it. I'm just gonna buy it.
No,
and get
no,
what he gets.
No. My mother gives me a Sonicare. If you're fucking me, you give me something nice. That's just it.
But once you get in a relationship for a while, but they're not in.
They're not in one. Yeah. No, she was thinking he was gonna give her like sensual lotions.
No, and she said he didn't even wrap it.
I will say though. She didn't act terribly about it. I did like when she just said, he was at, and also pregnancy test. She's like, oh, here we go.
Clunk. And she hasn't told him that she's on birth control. She had, because he wants to have kids. Like, it's interesting. It kind of flipped the script.
It does.
Because we find out, we kind of feel like Gino's not leading it. Just kind of like, No, he's like saying he wants to
have
get
kids
married
soon.
And have kids
and,
like,
he
ASAP.
Wants to propose.
He wants to take the pregnancy test at the end of their trip to see if they got pregnant.
I will say, the way he said this, you can check yourself at the end of the trip, gave me hives to say. It felt like, so we're going to try to impregnate you every day and check you and check like a cow and see. It grossed me out a little bit. I do need to say... He says also, so y'all, they're sitting on the bed. You know what?
Oh, no.
I think it's time for another installment of Reality Gaze Theater. Gino Edition.
Gino Edition.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
Oh, I thought he used my Dr. Pepper can. It's like
it
a sound.
Was a fail.
It failed. Zero sugar, Dr. Pepper.
Sit in that moment.
Okay. So picture.
I'll be playing the role of Gino.
I'll be playing Jasmine. I pretend I'm a woman, a beautiful woman in a red halter top.
It's my a tits stretch. Out.
I've just been given an electric toothbrush and a pregnancy test, and now I'm laying on a bed.
Oh, this bed. Oh, this bed is so comfortable. I can't wait to lay down on it and lay my head back.
Oh,
and really enjoy some sleepy time.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
Just test out that bed, baby.
Than
little bounce on it. Bounce on it.
Michigan.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
You know what?
Oh, baby. Look, baby, ding. Take your hat off, baby. Take your hat off.
No. I don't
Why
want
not?
To.
Why not? You want to take
no,
it off.
Later, maybe.
Maybe. Oh, maybe. You're going to take it all off tonight, maybe. Baby. You'll ding. Take it off. What's the noise?
What it's just my noise? Phone. It's just what my phone, it? Baby.
What do you
it's
mean?
Just my
phone?
Cell phone.
What's with your phone?
It's my phone.
Is that your cell phone? Oh,
yeah.
Let me see your cell phone.
Okay. Let me here see. You go. See, it's your picture.
Oh,
see, it's your picture. It's your beautiful
me.
Picture. You're my beautiful bonita. My pretty
so
bonita. My
What's
pretty
your bonita. Password?
You want to know my
What's
password?
What's your password?
You want to know my password?
I need to know your password.
My password is my face.
So that means even if you're sleeping or if you're dead, I can always get into your phone.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that if I'm sleeping, why do you want to see my phone?
Oh, I just want to see who's texting you and just make sure you're being a good bonito.
A good boy.
A good bonito. Enter me now. Enter me now.
And my eyes just got really, really big.
Ahora, ahora, ahora.
And scene. I'm surprised you knew the word for now.
Oh, I've said ahora, ahora many a time.
Ahora.
Ahora. No, I think on that note,
we're going to take a quick break
and we'll be right back.
Ahora.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Oh yeah, we're driving with Memphis.
Driving with Memphis.
We're going to my friend Ingrid's house. I'm gonna fly to Tunisia.
Drive to Tunisia.
And see if this is ever gonna work out. It won't.
I can smell that bacon. I can smell that bacon. Curly, curly, curly. We should have done this on your piano.
Oh, that
you can play the fucking piano.
It's a great piano lick.
It really is.
Y'all, I love that song.
Me too.
Haven't got a prayer.
I know. I think
a prayer in Memphis.
No, you don't.
Yeah, Memphis don't have a prayer, y'all. Memphis and Hamza don't have a prayer.
I think we said we were going to talk about Mike. I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about
Memphis. We're going to talk about Memphis.
So, y'all, we found out a little bit. You know, we mentioned that she's like a nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
Or Sissy's, of course, did digging. It's like in mental health. Which, I will say,
doesn't surprise
it's
me.
Y'all, this is, I can say this because I am a therapist. So
the people
like no
in mental health, I know.
There's two camps. And I say this because some sissies are like, oh, I went to a therapist and they were crazy. I feel like there's people that I went to grad school with, either that were there to, because they kind of got their shit together and they really wanted to help people, or they were there because they needed to get their shit together and they were trying to help themselves. I think that's Memphis.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. So y'all, she's going to Ingrid's house, who is her Ingrid's going to take her to the airport. Ingrid is her foster sister. She basically lived with Ingrid's mother when her mother was having addiction issues.
And it was one of her favorite houses she was that taken, she lived in.
Yeah.
Because remember, y'all, she went to like 7 foster homes.
Right. And so she's going to drive her to the airport. And I'm sure they're good friends, but she just says, "What have you got to eat?" I don't do that. No, I don't. I do not do that. You know what I'll ask? Do you have like some mixed nuts? I don't expect you to cook for me.
Y'all, he doesn't expect you to cook for you, but he wants to ask, do you have a snack? And I'm like,
I said, do you have anything snacky?
And I'm like, well, let's see what we have. And then it becomes going through my entire pantry and my
and reading you for filth
and telling me what I should buy for groceries. And at the end, just looking around saying, well, I guess I'm going to be hungry. So
you don't know how to grocery shop. It's a problem.
But y'all, to the point, I think of, do you have like a snack? Because I'm a little hungry. I don't expect someone to make me bacon.
I feel like if this had to be planned.
I think you're right.
I don't expect for someone to make me bacon.
It does seem like
But come at me if y'all come. But even like Aunt Peggy and Darlene, you don't go over their house and you don't expect for them to cook for you.
No.
But you know Aunt Peggy and Darlene always have something in their fridge.
I think this might have been planned. Yeah, I think you're right.
Because y'all, she's going to Tunisia and she ain't going to be eating bacon over there.
No, because he's Muslim and they don't eat pork.
They don't eat pork. So,
like, as we had Marcel quote, pork?
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 So,
pork?
Did you want bacon when you watched
me? I always want bacon.
I did too.
I want bacon 24/7.
I do too. Ugh. But just bacon. I don't want, like, people put bacon on all these different things, like bacon-flavored bourbon, bacon-flavored. I don't want all that.
Have you ever had bacon on ice cream, like vanilla ice cream?
No.
It's actually very good.
Really? That sounds horrible to me.
No, it's the salty and sweet that makes it work.
Really?
Yeah, I think you'd like it.
I do enjoy salty and sweet.
Yeah. I know. You don't ever shut the fuck up about it.
What? You like it, too.
Yeah, but
you talk about it constantly.
Salty and sweet. No, salty and sweet. I like a little salty with my sweet.
Oh, if we go to...
That's my impression of you. I like a little salty with my sweet.
My mom says that. I say, but if I go to a movie with Poodle, and because we just went and saw West Side Story, which y'all go see.
Go see it in the theater.
And so, but if we get popcorn, and I say, no, I don't want any M&Ms or anything, Poodle just goes...
You ate some of them, didn't you?
Well, I have to now. I know I have to do
it. Oh, it's my fault.
Either or I'm going to hear a 10-minute tirade about how I didn't get anything sweet and you didn't have salty and sweet. Because he won't get the M&Ms on his own.
I won't. No. I have to be encouraged to buy them.
Yeah.
I'll ask, you want this?
And if I say no, then the whole movie's ruined.
Yeah, you know how it works. Good.
I'll be over there hearing "Cool Night," and then he'll read it and goes, "Sure, it'd be nice with some M&Ms right now."
There'll be no M&Ms.
Anyway, so yes, they're
she made this woman breakfast.
She full on made breakfast, and Memphis looks at her and she says, "Well, you know, I think this is going to benefit my kids in the long run because they're going to have a dad, and this is going to be great for
y'all,
them."
Ingrid goes, "Are you in Crazyville?"
She said, "I don't buy it. I don't see y'all interact." And she said, "Well, we talked on FaceTime and
that don't count."
And she's like, "That ain't interacting." And you know what?
Y'all, Ingrid's amazing. Ingrid's amazing. This episode had some... had a cast of side characters that stole the show from me.
I think we're going to see more payoff with people like Elijah, Alina's friend.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, Gino needs a friend, like in the worst way.
Say it again. He needs a friend. He needs an Ingrid.
He does need an Ingrid.
He needs an Ingrid. And so...
And she says,
but I have a question for you. She says we interact so well. Didn't she say that they don't speak the same language at all?
She did.
So how do you interact?
By smiling and saying boobies.
Getting in the bathtub and just shaking. So like they haven't had an actual adult conversation, I bet, at all.
No, this is.
And she wants to go and remember y'all, she says, oh, I'm getting my bags to go to Tunisia and marry him. They're not even like.
No, this is.
She wants to marry him there.
This is expert level delusion. This is.
I actually think she's the most.
Absolutely.
I think she's more delusional than Jasmine. I think she's the most delusional person
That is why we called it from moment one. She is.
We don't want to be right.
Not grounded in reality.
Yes.
We called this DOA last week.
Ooh.
I think she'll get to Tunisia, but I don't think it will end so ugly. I don't see this going well.
Because also, kind of what we know about Tunisian men, just really from this show, but one thing I will say...
Aladdin, Zied.
One I think that is a common
Morocco.
Thing. Very practical, grounded people. Even though they like one... But like, think about it.
I don't know. No, I'm sorry. Aladdin wasn't Tunisia, was he? People are screaming. I know that Morocco...
No, they...
Muhammad.
They went... I think they went to Tunisia.
Yes.
But still... Culture, I just think that he's going to probably think about this, I imagine, in a little bit more of a practical way.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but I don't think she's going to deal with that at all.
No.
Like, he's like, okay, if we're going to get married, then we're going to, this will happen, and this will happen. She's fairy tale land.
It's not good, and we've said this before, it's all working out, her trust issues with men and her own childhood trauma being left by her mother.
Even Ingrid says... Yeah, I don't know why she's doing this so quickly, but she says, Memphis tempts to be impulsive and a hothead.
Lovely.
And she said, I'm concerned that Hamza is not ready for Memphis.
Again, the person is worried about the person on the other side.
Think about it, y'all. You know both of us quite well at this point. If Jake was going over to Tunisia, I would say... I'm worried for them meeting Jake. And you know I would have good reason to say that.
Ooh. They're like, make sure you take – do you have a stock – have you stocked up on your poison antidotes?
It's true. It's true.
Because she's going to poison you.
She's going to poison.
It's her favorite way of murder.
She's going to poison – oh, you forgot the timer again.
Oh, God damn it.
Y'all, we even had a discussion about the timer during the break. It doesn't matter now.
Done. She says, and later on Memphis tells Ingrid,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I spent the last few nights because I was had so much anxiety with my ex for emotional support. And,
not recently. This was a while ago. It sounded like.
She spent the last few nights with her ex.
Wait. No.
Yes. Because it's been so torturous.
I thought she was going through a rough patch a while ago.
No. I don't know why you would think that. Because this was so immediate.
No. She said they didn't have sex.
Yeah.
But she said, no.
What would it matter if
she just went over there?
The last few nights. Because it made her, because she was so nervous about going to Tunisia.
I'm
going to
put on my black honey and think about that.
What would have made it any worse if it was back then or now?
I don't know. I thought it's like when they first started dating.
That would have, the stakes
no,
would
No, what you're
nowhere.
Saying makes more sense, but I'm like, you a dumb bitch, girl.
Well, and she's like, and you know, I know Hamza's very jealous, so I'm like.
Well, does he need to know?
You know what? That is true, but someone like Memphis is going to tell him
because she didn't cheat on him.
Also, y'all, Memphis is the kind of person who needs to sabotage everything.
She is.
She's going to sabotage.
Because it almost makes me wonder, did you actually do something physical and you're just not admitting to it yet? Because, y'all, it's a
the red flags are coming 90, they're just like, 90 miles an hour.
They're like 21 dicks just slapping you on the face.
Like that meme with that hot dogs.
Yes, yes. Because it's the father of her children. So she
can you fumble more with that?
Well, what? I'm just putting it on the lip.
So, y'all, she's going the next day. We're going to Tunisia. And they're like, we're going to Tunisia.
Ingrid is fun. She's I want to take a road trip. They're driving down the highway.
And they're going to the airport. Don't go back because I don't want to go to Tunisia.
Well, you and I are tired this week. Our high notes aren't where they usually are.
I know. It's been a long holiday
long holiday rush week for us. Woo! Whoa.
And when we saw that Nine Day had another fucking show, part of my soul went away. I'm going to say this now. We can think about next year. We're probably taking the week off next Christmas, you guys.
Yeah, we're going
to. If Nine Day is going to do this to us, that's fucked up.
I think we might do a week off around July 4th or sometime in the summer.
Because the concept.
We don't get a week off.
Yeah. There's no week off with this show.
So someone, Eliza, just went, no!
Yeah.
But don't worry,
sissies. That hurt my ears.
Sorry. Don't worry, sissies. We'll still, but, you know.
Sounds like a prehistoric animal. Anyway. So she says, she's like, I'm not, I'm looking terrible at the airport. And y'all, and all I can think of is, did you watch other Before the 90 Days? Darcy knows how to do it. She knows how to change clothes, put her whole face on, spray her designer imposter body sprays up her gooch.
Even Caleb did it.
I know.
And I enjoyed it when he did.
Oh, I know.
I enjoyed it when he, but so.
Y'all, everyone should do that if you're going to be meeting someone like
that.
Yes,
if you're traveling that, so. Now I will. I like her hair better, the short bob.
Me too.
But it does look nice. She got a new little wig done. She's all ready to go. So like her hair's gonna look nice. I think she'll be fine.
She also says in a past relationship, I had issues about the guy who wasn't. I didn't think he was attracted to me, and it was a trust about that. And I'm like. So you're going to be projecting this onto that, and we're going to have... Oh.
Cut to Ingrid literally saying, looking at the camera saying, Memphis is nuts for doing this.
Y'all, so she's
They're running. Late to the flight. They're late. Even the producer is saying, oh, we're late to the flight and all that stuff. And
and she also says, you guys, I'm 1,000% sure that I'm interested in him and also making him a father figure for my children. That's in the same.
And she is.
And I want to say.
Totally insane.
For those of you who are dating.
This is not good parenting.
And you are. And you're thinking, I'm going to do this at the same time of finding a love for myself and finding a father figure for my children if they are young. These cannot be done at the same time because they need different requirements.
Yes.
And you need to decide first. You need to decide first if that person is for you. Then you decide with another lens. So, do I want to introduce myself by this person to these kids?
Yes.
Also, if your kids may decide that maybe where they are, maybe not every family of kids needs a father figure. Maybe he could be, because he's substantially younger, he's like a friend to them.
But she already has an ex, and she said the ex is a father figure to her older child, because her kids have different baby daddies, and she said the ex is already a father figure to her oldest. They have a father figure.
But
they
don't this need, idea,
she's using
well,
the excuse
the
of her kids
here's the
to
thing.
Try to make her feel less shameful, because she knows she's being a bad mother.
She wants instant family, just add water. Drop, drop, drop. Family.
Yeah.
And we know how that doesn't work. Mm-mm. Because that gets us things like, I want a child from Natalie.
Y'all, by the way,
the single life.
And Natalie like finally kind of talked about like what this is all. I'm telling you, single
everything.
Life is good, y'all.
Everything.
That it's good, but it is.
That's all I have.
We're going to end the show now because next week we've got Mike and Hannah.
Jimena? How do you say her name?
Next episode.
Jimena. We have Mike and Jimena, and then we have
Kim
and Usman. We get to Usman, and then we also have Caleb and Alina. So I was going to tell you something. Oh, well, I don't remember it now. I guess I'll remember it later. I forgot. Flew out of my head like a dick out of my ass.
Just gross. Because everything is just so spacious in there. It's like Carlsbad Caverns.
It's like Willy Wonka when they all drink that fizzy whiz and they're just floating up into a fan. But that's my asshole just going. And you know what? Once you get in there, you don't get a chocolate bar.
Please end the show. I'm grossed out.
Y'all, hey, leave a review on Reality Gaze on your Apple Podcast app and go to realitygaze.com. And you can click on our Linktree link. That is our
all the live show tickets
information. Yes.
And I want to say as well, if one of the best gifts you can give for us is spread the word of Reality Gaze.
Spread the word.
Spread the gospel. Tell your coworkers. Tell your friends.
It means
a
lot.
Tell your conservative mother who may be a little uptight, but she needs to loosen the fuck up and get fucked in the butt occasionally.
Get at least a pinky up there. And you know what? That reminded me what I was going to say. The only thing I have trust about Memphis and Hamza is next week we see that I think Hamza has an overbearing mother, and she'll take care of this real quick.
Good.
She'll make quick work of Memphis.
Yeah.
Because this doesn't need to happen, y'all.
No, it's bad. DOA.
Doesn't need to happen.
DOA.
But yes, give the gift of gays.
90-day DOA. This is the DOA couple, Memphis and Hamza.
Give the gift of gays, everybody. And again, leave an Apple Podcast review. We appreciate that. You can get it. Oh, y'all, the borders have been closed. If you want a cameo with Poodle and I, we're not for Christmas, for holidays.
It's not possible. Anymore. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm tired of doing things with him.
That's I'm kidding. The feeling's mutual.
What
I would suggest, if you want a New Year's cameo, we could do that because I'll be back.
But we're preparing for a live show in New York, Chicago.
Don't plan on it.
But we still are available for cameos. You can even do like a 24-hour cameo.
Yep.
Poodle just got two.
I did.
So y'all, come at us.
Come at us.
We'll see you on next episode.
No, there are no Civil War letters because I can't take the wig. Mother Poodle has way too many questions about the wig.
Oh, you don't have a Peloton, so you can't do Peloton Peg.
I'd do Peloton Peg in a hair wrap.
She'd do
an outdoor workout.
Oh, that's great. Maybe Muffin would join you.
She'd try to bite me, because Muffin doesn't like me, because I compete with her for the love of my mother.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts?
But it's true. Sick.
Aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you've ever murdered your husband and then you just click his phone in his face just to get his password.
Bonita. Bonito.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.